Greetings, Cyber Traveler. I'm Spider Robinson, and you've found Spider on the Web number 42, a free podcast brought to you under Creative Commons license, no derivatives, non-commercial. This week, friends, I'm facing deadline pressures so intense I don't even have time to summarize them for you. If there's going to be a podcast at all, it's going to have to be all music, so that's the way it's going to be. And it seems appropriate, therefore, to start out with some word music. This is a live track recorded way back in, oh Lord, when the hell was it, 1982, by the poet Amiri Baraka, backed by a group known as Air, which consists of Henry Threadgill, God bless him, who's an incredible reeds player, and the late Steve McCall, who unfortunately left the party in 1989, and bass player Fred Hopkins, who had to go in 99. This is a track called I Love Music.
This is a poem for John Coltrane. It's called I Love Music. It begins with a quote from Train. Quote, I want to be a force for real good. In other words, I know that they're bad forces. Forces that bring suffering to others and misery to the world. But I want to be the opposite force. I want to be the force which is truly for good. Unquote. Train. Train. Train said, a force for real good. Train. In other words, February 67. By July, he was dead. By July. He said, in other words, he wanted to be the opposite. But by July, he was dead. But he is offering expression, a love supreme. Afro blue in me singing, it all because of him can be. Screaming beauty can be. Afro blue can be. You leave me breathless can be. Alabama, I wanna talk to you. My favorite things like sunny can be. Life itself, fire can be. Heart explosion, soul explosion, brain explosion can be. Can be, can be. Deep, deep, deep. Expression deep can be. Capitalism dying can be. All see. Two. Nightfall by water, round moon over slums, shit in a dropper, soft face under fingertips trembling. Can be trained, can be trained because of train, because world, 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 world can be. Sean O'Casey in Ireland can be. Lu Shun in China can be. Breck wailing, Gorky riffing, Langston Hughes stealing can be. Train, Bird's main man can be. Big Maybell can be. Workout, workout, workout.
Wholeness. Well, that right there is a typical example of why I love www.dimeadozen.org, the only BitTorrent site I know that offers you not just free, but guilt-free music. That particular track, for example, is never released commercially anywhere. That's just a live recording somebody uploaded to the site. But I would really have hated to miss it, and I'm really glad I heard it. I'll give you another prime example of what I'm talking about. One of my favorite albums of all time is a double CD called People Time by Stan Getz and Kenny Barron. Despite there being another CD and a DVD, which both claim to be his last work, People Time represents the last commercially released recordings of the great Stan Getz back in 1991. The man knew he was going down. He went on tour one last time. He brought nobody with him but Kenny Barron, and he played his heart out. That album just haunts me. I've played it hundreds of times, and will play it probably 1,000 more. Well, come to find out, somebody loved Stan so much that he made his own private recording, 6 discs worth, of Stan and Kenny at the North Sea Jazz Festival in The Hague, March 4th to March 6th. 6 more discs of material from the same tour as People Time. You can't buy this stuff. The only way you can get it is to give it to other people. Here's a taste of what I'm talking about. The great Stan Getz, backed by one of the best friends he ever had, saying goodbye to the planet with Soul Eyes. Thank you. Mm-mm. Okay, in my opinion, Graham Nash is one of the most underrated songwriters on the planet. I just heard David Crosby tell a wonderful story about him in a radio interview that I downloaded from dimeadozen.org. David was talking about the day the Kent State shootings happened. He and Neil Young happened to be together when they saw that famous photograph for the first time. You know the one I mean, the student looking up and crying out to the world. He watched Neil sit down and write the song Ohio on the spot in about 20 blazing minutes. And David said as Neil was finishing the last verse, he was already on the phone to Graham saying, "For the love of God, book us a studio right now. Meet us there." They recorded the song in one take, and it was released immediately. Now, at the time, Graham had Teach Your Children out as a single, and it was rising in the charts, heading straight for number one. He pulled the song to give Ohio precedence. That's the kind of dude Graham Nash is. Here's a song of Graham's from the recent double album Crosby Nash, appropriately for a science fiction writer's podcast. It's called The Milky Way Tonight.
I can really see the Milky Way tonight. From the furthest edge of memory out of sight. Will the sky begin to fall? No one knows at all. No one knows. I can almost hear the echoes of the past from the voices of the years gone by so fast. Using all my might to try and find the light in the Milky Way tonight. It seems our hopes and dreams were a million miles away. The world's not what it seems, and it's changed.
One more Graham Nash song from the same double CD, Crosby Nash. I have not asked Graham whether this song was inspired by Tim McVeigh's Oklahoma City bombing, or by 9/11, or by some other disaster I don't know about. It doesn't matter. The point is, it's about all of them. Doesn't even necessarily have to do with bombs. It's about what's going on in the Congo right now. It's one of the most haunting songs I've heard in a long time, and it's called Half Your Angels.
Somewhere in heaven, wings are taking flight, flying over a worldly weight of hatred.
Got there in time.
Okay, I've podcasted tracks by the great Todd Butler of Vancouver Island before, including a couple he and I wrote together. Mostly when I play Todd, I tend to play tracks with words because he writes brilliant lyrics. This is the guy, you must remember, who on an album called Madly Off in All Directions wrote a song that went on for more than 5 minutes in which every line rhymed with Saskatchewan. But his lyrical brilliance can sometimes distract you from his brilliance as a guitar player. Here is a track from his current CD, Hamburger Soup. Check it out at www.toddbutler.com. This track's called Love.
Thank you.
Here's another Todd Butler instrumental from Hamburger Soup, Drooling Idiots. That's Todd Butler of Comox, B.C. on Vancouver Island. This next guy is a Vancouver singer, songwriter, guitarist I wish I could tell you a lot more about. We've only met a few times, and the only time we got to talk at any length at all was during a party at my place on the night I had gotten to perform on stage with Rene Wurst, the bass player who used to play with Jet Baker, and Mike Krieber, pianist who used to play with Katie Lang, and Doug Cox and Todd Butler, who used to play with each other and still do. And so I was at best semi-coherent. But Michael Friedman and I did get to talk some, and he slipped me a couple of his CDs before he left, and when I finally got a chance to listen to them, I wished we had gone into another room and sat down and played guitar together for a few hours. I've been trying to make that happen ever since, and maybe one day I will. Meanwhile, here's Michael Friedman with a track from his CD, Diamond Space, Bernadette.
Bernadette will take you lightly through the fall. Bernadette tell you, boys and men, life would not be worth living if you don't take it all away. Back in 1988, I thought everything was perfect, exactly the way it's supposed to be. Bernadette will take you lightly through the fall. You will hold on tight, she won't hold on at all. You will find out what it means. Love is everywhere and nowhere. Sons of better men have not been called. In your mind, all the world's a stage for your sweet little fantasies to play. She was the perfect lover, and I got down on my knees to pray, making it seem all that it seemed. Bernadette will take you lightly through the fall. You will hold on tight, she won't hold on at all. You will find out what it means. Love is everywhere and nowhere. Sons of better men have not been called. Did say why she had to get up and fly away that day. Life is never what you will. Chalk mark plans and rains in April. Shut up and listen for a change. Bernadette will take you lightly through your fall. Sons of better men have not been called.
I wish I could play you some tracks from the other amazing CD Michael gave me that night of his work with a group called FFM. Amazing stuff, but I do not have permission from the other members of the group to podcast. Here instead is the title track of Michael's solo CD, Diamond Space.
In the space between what happens and what gets left behind, it takes 1,000,000 pounds of pressure to make a diamond. sunshine. You're saying my name like it's right, like someone that you could love. Eyes open wide in your fear, never letting on, laughing about it, no crying, fashionably dissociated in the space between what happens and what gets left behind. It takes 1,000,000 pounds of pressure to make a diamond shine. I'm trying to walk like I'm free, like someone that you could trust more than I do. Buying time, hoping this will save me. Oh, laughing about it, no crying, fashionably dissociated in the space between what happens and what gets left behind. It takes 1,000,000 pounds of pressure to make a diamond shine. Where in the space between what happens and what gets left behind? It takes 1,000,000 pounds of pressure to make a diamond shine. Making love with you, it's wonderful, it's mystical. You sure know how to scream. Ooh, I don't wanna make the same old mistakes again. Everyone I've loved, I've dislocated them. About it, no crying, fashionably dissociated in the space between what happens and what gets left behind. It takes 1,000,000 pounds of pressure to make a single diamond shine.
Check him out at www.michaelfriedman.com, F-R-I-E-D-M-A-N. And now for someone who is not from British Columbia at all, here's Brian Breeze Kaol. Regular listeners of this podcast may recall that I heard Breeze for the first time on Bourbon Street in a joint called Storyville, run by his wife Tracy Kaol. I've spoken more than once about how Breeze's music healed me that night. Now, that was pre-Katrina. Sadly, the Breeze and Tracy have been blown to Memphis, but Breeze still plays baritone sax in Alan Toussaint's Crescent City Horns and is liable to be found on stage wherever good New Orleans music is being made. Here's a song from his CD, State of My Heart, Breeze Kaol, singing and playing sax on a tune of his own composition called Don't Burn Your Bridges.
You to go, but you don't want to stay. So, little girl, before you go, here's all I have to say. You remember, baby, don't burn your bridges. You might need me when the thick. Someone that your little heart desires, yeah. Well, it's a hot and torrid, and you're so up for it. While you're playing with fire, remember, baby, don't burn your bridges now. Say, be careful with your friends. That you're gonna need a friend now. I love you so, and I know that you know. Girl, I always will, so remember, baby, don't burn your bridges. You should never, 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 never do a thing. Cause if you burn your bridges, then you're out on your own, with no way back again, baby. Don't burn your bridges. You might need me when the thick gets thin now. Cause if you burn your bridges, then how in this world
here's another great talent from New Orleans, John Boutte, with some of the strangest backing he's ever had in his career. This is Johnny singing a Dan Hicks song called I Scare Myself from the new CD Make a Better World by Doug Cox and Salil Bhatt on dobro and Satvik Veena, respectively, and Ramkumar Mishra on tablas.
I scare myself when I'm without you. I scare myself just thinking about you. I scare myself the moment that you're gone. I scare myself and I let my thoughts run. And when I'm running, I keep thinking of you. And when I'm running, what can I do? I scare myself, and I don't mean lightly. I scare myself, it can get frightening. I scare myself to think what I could do. I scare myself, it's some kind of voodoo. And with that voodoo, I keep thinking of you. And with that voodoo, what can I do? And it's so much calmer. I feel better, 'cause the stars already crossed our paths forever. And the sooner that you realize this, the better. And then I'll be with you and I won't scare myself. I'll know what to do and I won't scare myself. And my thoughts will run and I won't scare myself. And I'll be with you and I won't scare myself. It's me.
If you go to www.dougcox.org, you'll find a lovely video snippet of Doug and Salil jamming together. What's that you say? Not eclectic enough for you? Gotcha covered. Here's my webmaster and friend Colin McDonald playing a tune of his own composition on his saxophone. This is his latest etude. They're always much better than his b-tudes. And you will probably notice that at no time during the entire 3 minutes does he pause to breathe. It's the latest of Colin's etudes for circular breathing, as described at some length in the science fiction novel Variable Star by Robert A. Heinlein and Spider Robinson. Here is Circular Etude No. 7. Well, that seems appropriate. We began this podcast with air, and we end it with hardly any at all. For further information about Colin McDonald, visit www.crypticmusic.ca. All right, that's a full lid. Thank you for visiting Spider on the Web. We appreciate your donations, subscriptions, and good thoughts generally. Come back next week when I promise there'll be a heck of a lot more science fiction spoken word than there was this week. Some of it by me, and some of it by Cory Doctorow. See you next week.